Thankfully, Penny and I have a relationship based on honesty. What? I don't lie to her.
Oh, we know you don't lie to her. Thank you. Hey, maybe the answer to your career question is in one of these.
Penny, there's only one cookie with something in the middle that solves life's problems, and that's an Oreo. Or a Nutter Butter if you're in a pinch.
Come on, open it. I bet it says something great.
This is Asian fusion. And for all you know, there's a tiny chihuahua in here.
Fine, I'll go. People turn to you for guidance and wisdom. Yeah, that's a good one.
No, it's not.
How is it not good?
Turn to you for wisdom? Clearly that cookie is mocking you. You'd never hear that kind of sass from a Nutter Butter.
All right, since you're paying for dinner, I'll let that slide. Open yours.
Have you ever paid for a meal?
Not with money. Read.
Your warm and fun-loving nature delights those around you.
Yep, try again.
Let me get this straight. So he kills this girl's father, cuts off the guy's face, and is wearing it as a mask while he makes out with her.
I'm just gonna say it, that's not okay. Why can't I be in a relationship with a girl who likes the sound of music?
Raj, you are the girl in the relationship who likes the sound of music. Hey, Penny, what's up? No, Bernie's working late. Really? Thanks for telling me.
What?
I'm having sex with a Catholic schoolgirl tonight.
Oh, I think I see our next stop.
You can't be serious. Well, if I wanted to waste my time on nonsense, I'd follow Leonard on Instagram.
Nope, come on. Tonight we are trying new things.
Oh, that's a lot of incense. Or someone set a hippie on fire.
Yeah, honey, I'm still stuck at work. Really? Penny said that? Okay, it's true. I'm sorry. I'll see you at home. Yeah, yeah, I'll put it on.
You and I never just hang out like this. Why is that?
I know, it's weird, right?
Yeah, we should do it more often.
Oh, no, I mean, this is weird right now.
It's Penny.
Is she still mad?
Well, it doesn't seem like it. And she got Sheldon to go to a psychic with her.
A psychic? He considers them not just mumbo jumbo, but extra jumbo mumbo jumbo.
Well, Penny can be very persuasive. She's gotten me to do a lot of things I wouldn't normally do.
Because she has sex with you.
Yeah, she does.
Can I confess something? Once in a while, I get a little jealous of how close Penny and Sheldon are.
Really?
I mean, not in a romantic way. It's just she really has some sort of connection with him.
Well, they've known each other a long time. And Penny grew up around horses, so she knows how to approach him without making him skittish.
Don't get me wrong. I'm glad they're friends. I just wish he'd be that comfortable around me already.
It took him a long time to get comfortable around me, too.
Really? What did you do?
Something terrible in a former life, I don't know.
I gotta go. Penny ratted me out. FYI, she's getting you a watch for your birthday with money she took out of your wallet.
I don't mean to be rude or discourteous, but before we begin, I'd just like to say that there is absolutely no scientific evidence to support clairvoyance of any kind. Which means, and again, no insult intended, but you're a fraud. Your profession is a swindle, and your livelihood is dependent on the gullibility of stupid people. But again, no offense.
All right, Sheldon, just ask your question.
Okay, I just did. What was it?
Oh, for God's sake, look, he's a physicist who's trying to figure out what his next field of study should be.
For your information, I was asking her about the next Star Trek movie.
Okay, I can answer that one. I'll be bored.
All right, why don't we begin? Your spirit guides are telling me that there's a woman in your life you're having problems with.
That's an easy guess. I'm clearly an annoying person. I have problems with both genders.
Yes, you clearly are. But I'm seeing a specific woman that you're in a romantic relationship with.
Oh, here we go.
Does she have dark hair?
Yes, your spirit guides are on fire.
The majority of people have dark hair. Even you at one time.
Does she work in a similar field to you?
Ha, the opposite. She's a neurobiologist and I'm a theoretical physicist. My spirit guides can go suck an egg.
They're telling me that you have difficulty being close with her.
Oh, he does. He so does. What should he do?
He should give himself to this relationship. Once he does, all his other pursuits will come into focus.
Sheldon, do you hear that? I mean, Amy is the key to your happiness.
Exactly. Personally and professionally, everything will fall into place once you commit to her.
You know what this is? Yeah, and I reserve this word for those rare instances when it's truly deserved. This is malarkey.
Wow, he really struck a nerve. I've never heard him use the M word before.
Here we go, House of a Thousand Corpses.
Now, just so you know, I was a nanny for 3 years, so if you get scared, I can totally change your diaper.
Actually, I have to tell you something. These kind of movies really aren't my thing, so last night I watched it just to see what I was getting myself into.
Okay.
And I have to be honest, I thought it was disturbing and weird, and it made me wonder what it says about someone who enjoys it.
I wonder that too.
Then why do you watch these things?
Can I tell you something without you judging me?
Sure.
They kind of turn me on.
And play.
Hello. I didn't expect you this evening.
Well, I was just feeling so bad about lying to you the other night, I wanted to make it up to you.
How do you propose to do that? Unless you have gravity on Blu-ray under that skirt, I don't know where you're going with this.